The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Be talking and caring for our family. Shalom uvracha. We're talking about properly talking, interaction with people. We started with the family. We spoke about other people one needs to interact with. Just want to share with you an amazing mice I heard from somebody who was sitting shiva, and his mother was 96 time of Fiptira. He was in later years, last few years, he was Dafka. This person was learning with his mother, and they're learning a certain sefer. And they got to a part in the sefer that discussed the meat of emes. So the mother said, "No, I don't have to learn that. I have no problem with that. I haven't lied since I'm 11 years old. That's over 85 years, Kima." So the father, this person, was very surprised. "You really never lied in such a long time since you're 11. Can you explain to me what happened?" So she said, "Yeah, I can explain to you what happened. When I was 11 years old, my father caught me not saying the truth. And he reacted very, very firmly. He put soap in my mouth, and then he really gave it to me. So strong that till this very day, so strong that from then on, I was very careful never to lie. And I've never lied since then." So basically, the father made such a strong impression on her when she was young. It changed her attitude for the rest of her life. Now, we do not recommend everyone to do this. And we have to try to think a little bit what happened over here. Over here, the father really gave a very extreme message. But it's the type of message that nowadays most kids, if the parent would do that, the kid would just run away or just be angry at the parent for torturing him. I don't know all the problem of this story, but the starting point of being able to give the proper chinuch to children, it doesn't start from the messages we give them. It starts from the relationship. If the relationship is a good and deep relationship, and the child really feels that the parent cares about him, and now the child did something that he sees the parents are so upset about, that the child did something so terrible, then the child will get the message. And the child of Med will be more careful to prevent himself from that. And this girl saw how the father was so upset at the fact she lied. She got a message from somebody that cared about her and loved her that you're doing something which the worst thing you could do for yourself. Could ruin your whole life by getting involved in lying. And the mailer, that message came across so strong. On the other hand, sometimes people come to me and they have a child which is rebellious and not listening to them. And they want to know how to give him boundaries. And obviously, in these cases, you know, once again, I'm not giving a general...
Kol HaLashon.
Advice. Every case is different. But very often, it's too late to give boundaries. Because if you want to give boundaries from our children, it could only work if the child understands that these boundaries are coming from somebody who is totally concerned about his well-being and cares about him and holds highly of him. And even so, they're telling me to do so. I want to do something, they tell me not to do it. I understand that even though I want to do it, but this is really not something good for me because I know that these parents are interested in only one thing in my benefit. But if a child has a type of upbringing that the parents are busy with their things and don't really have time for me, and what they do want out of me is something that suits them for their needs, whether it be for to help them out and their personal needs or for their coven. So basically there's no relationship or a weak relationship between the child and the parent, and the mele, whatever the parent said to the child, if it's not to the child's liking, he just runs away from it, not interested. So this really brings back what we saw in the Shal Vitochen about the relation between a parent and a child. That if a child, the parent is just out there to care for the needs of the child, and sometimes it's giving them, sometimes not giving them. If the need is not to give them, if the need to teach them responsibility and to have them do things they don't really want to do. But coming out of the real care and giving them value, then the child will appreciate and the relation will become closer and closer, whether the child's getting what he wants or he's not getting what he wants. But it's based on that we're focused, and we were given the family as a matona from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us to do anything we can to care for their needs and help them be better people, have whatever their physical, emotional needs, and also have them appreciate the real values, the value of chesed and of emes and of avodas Hashem, values of self-control. And it's all what they see in us, how we're dealing with our things, how we're dealing with them. It gives them the ability to open up and be receptive to the positive messages that we're giving them. So this is what I want to share today, this amazing story, how, once again, something that sounds like a brutal reaction, overreaction, but it wasn't coming from overreaction. It was coming from a person who was really caring and sensitive. And the message came across as such, that if I want to be a decent person, this is something I would never do. I would never. Kamavan, even if we give them the best message, if the message is coming out of our frustration and our anger, so what the child will hear is just a frustration and anger. But if we could give them a strong message without anger and without frustration, just because we really, really care about the child and the other person who's trying to be mechanech, then that feeling of care, that kind of feeling of love, unconditional love and closeness, will open up the heart of the other person to be receptive. Shli Zeicha B'met, and to follow the ways of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu does to us. It's constantly just caring about us and giving us. Sometimes he doesn't give us because he feels that's what's important for our growth. If we relate to Hashem in that fashion, we'll also be able to recabble everything from Hashem Ba'av and use it to grow and bring Him Nachas Ruach and bring ourselves only good, always called to.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.